Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. He blew the whistle on how the IMF and World Bank are purposely trying to destroy economies, purposely bringing in a one-world government. And right around the time he quit back in early 2002, thousands of pages backing up his claims mysteriously surfaced. Of course, we know Joseph Stiglitz had nothing to do with that. He'll be joining us coming up again in the third hour, a man of conviction, a person who, at the highest levels of power in the global elite, at the highest levels of management for the global elite, had a conscience and didn't go along with what was being laid out in front of him. Because once you get to that level, there's no putting a pretty face on it anymore. It's about enslavement. It's about control. It's about domination. A lot's made of John Perkins, who's a great person, very intelligent. We've had on Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But he was at the very low level of this mechanism. He was more of a foot soldier, not even a sergeant in the ground war against the human populations. But you talk about a four-star general. You talk about a chairman, joint chiefs of staff in the banking system. That would be Mr. Stiglitz joining us again coming up in the third hour. And the documents are clear. In fact, I was almost late getting on air. I was in the next room printing off my famous interview with Greg Palast that got printed in over 400 newspapers for some reason, especially in Latin America, to Italy, to Japan, dealing, I think the headline was World Bank Documents Consume Argentina, because we had Palast on right when all this was happening, and the story we wrote about it went supernova, as they say. Well, as I say. It went viral, and it was just his quotes. It was kind of a summation of what was in the documents, where they call it the IMF riot, World Bank riot. It's interchangeable, where they actually go in and destroy the economy by design. Then there's a bunch of rioting. That makes it even worse. Then they get to put in a dictator or a plutocracy, and then they just have literal rule by the bankers over the people. And how this works is the bankers come in, the private interests, they buy up your politicians, they have them call it a Federal Reserve or a Bank of England, some federal national name, it's totally private. They then begin printing the money or instructing the Treasury to print the money, and then they buy up the entire globe with their money, and then with simple zeros and ones in the cashless society, it's even easier, they just loan zeros and ones, just computer balance sheets out of third world nations. The third world dictators are never meant to pay off the loans. In fact, they're told not to. They sign over the entire country into receivership in the fraud. So it'd be kind of like the bank covertly giving somebody a loan on a house and telling them, hey, well, we really just want the house. Don't ever pay your monthly note. But it's worse than that, because at least there's a real house, and supposedly the bank's going to have to pay off the note to whoever the original owner was. Here it's just all made up. It's like if I went and paid off George Bush to call Alex Jones Federal Reserve, and I literally own the money machines, I'd take over pretty quick, wouldn't I? Total false reality, like so much in our lives. By the way, what film covers this in great detail, like no other? America, Freedom to Fascism, that we have available at Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore shopping cart. There's now hundreds and hundreds of items available. All of my videos I've made, the books, and other materials others have written. It's all there. Infowars.com. Or simply, you can call toll free 888-253-3139. All right, we'll come back, jump into all the news, and take a bunch of calls in this first hour. You'll want to stay with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, we have Nobel Prize winner in economics 2001. Joining us is book Globalization and Its Disconnects, Joseph E. Stiglitz. And he left the World Bank back in 2002. And then all the documents began being leaked where they actually planned to go in and destroy economies. Now, he is a big-time globalist, but it's going to be a very informative interview. We've got 30 minutes with him. We're trying to wrangle, beg, bootlick out an hour from him, but because we can learn a lot. So that's coming up in the third hour. We actually bootlick here for you, ladies and gentlemen, to get these type of guests so we can expose the New World Order. I'm just having some fun here. We're also scheduled, as they say, to have Aaron Russo pop in with us later to discuss some of the big developments with his film. It's going gangbusters crazy right now on DVD. America, Freedom to Fascism, available at InfoWars.com. We have masses of news here. Dobbs is saying the border fence will leave Texas size hole. Another big report that just came out documenting they're not really even going to build much of the fence. It's more smoke and mirrors. Maybe they'll just have a hologram of a fence there. I shouldn't joke. It'll give them an idea. and just so much more. But right now, I wanted to play this little CNN clip concerning Bush, and not just the internets, but the Google. It's now known as the Googler. Why not start the main broadcast with a little bit of fun here, making fun of our supreme dictator, our supreme dear leader, Lord W. Bush. Here it is.
He can handle a power saw, but when it comes to the power of the internet...
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Not once, but at least twice, President Bush has inexplicably added an S.
We can have filters on internets.
Leading young whippersnappers to mock him.
Everyone's on the internet. Yeah, that's our fearless leader. Woo!
And now the leader dubbed Googler-in-Chief by the Wall Street Journal has struck again. During a CNBC interview, the president was asked if he ever Googles.
Occasionally, and one of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps.
The Google? It may be petty, but the Google had techno geeks agog. I wonder on which one of the internets he uses the Google, posted one.
He was just referring to it as the Google, like the Donald.
Forget the Donald.
But I'm the decider.
And when the decider says the Google, the editor who's working on a sixth edition of Bushisms is the man to call. Jacob Weisberg emailed back that he was eating the lunch when we called for an interview.
It's a little bit the way my mom talks about technology. It's sort of sweet, kind of endearing. She calls to tell you that she got an email.
President Bush said he uses the Google to look at satellite maps of his ranch in Crawford, Texas. Reminds me of where I want to be sometimes. But who are we to talk? I had to get my producer to help.
So we're downloading Google Earth. We're not sure if the president did this or knows how to do this. I don't know how to do this.
Next thing you know, we were zooming in on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You practically can see him in there. He's on the internet.
Now, I'm no fan of the internet.
Comedians and internet wags have immortalized the internet.
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
As for the Google, the company says it's flattered. He can call it whatever the heck he wants to call it. Besides, he's technically correct. There is more than one internet. Internet 2 is a better, faster network used by universities and others. The president's not the only politician to get tripped up by the internet.
It's a series of tubes.
The internet is a series of tubes through which goods and services travel.
Better to have those tubes tied than the president's tongue.
On the Google is
Jeannie Mose, the CNN, New York.
Very interesting to see that. I forgot the name.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so there you have it. Let's now get into the censorship now going on widespread globally on the internet. Internets. And yeah, before I even watched the whole clip, I was thinking, well, Bush is actually right in a weird way. It is the internets. There's a whole bunch of private internets. It grew out of the DARPANET, the ARPANET. The NSA really set it up along with the CIA and a bunch of other federal agencies went back in the 60s and 70s. Then Al Gore was involved in the vote to fund and expand the internets back in the 80s. That's why he claims as a senator he invented it. That's kind of like if I designed a new Ford Mustang and then claimed I'd invented the automobile. It's pretty ridiculous. But everyone's already gone over that. And we know the facts concerning it. Here are the reports in front of me today. Here's BBC. Free speech online under threat. Bloggers are being asked to show their support for freedom of expression by Amnesty International. The human rights group also wants weblog writers to highlight the plight of fellow bloggers jailed for what they wrote in their online journals. The organizations have fundamental rights such as free speech face graver threats than ever before. The campaign coincides with the start of a week-long UN-organized conference that will debate the future of the net. Yeah, they're meeting in Europe right now. The EU's announcing you will be arrested if you upload any video. And I mean video of you mowing your lawn, video of a baseball game, video of anything. You'll have to have special licenses and pay tens of thousands of dollars and have everything screened through Internet 2 ports then authorize being able to post it. They're also moving to, quote, ban any type of hate speech in Europe, and they're saying that they'll try to then enforce that against internet service providers and against search engines. So it's happening everywhere. You notice as soon as Google announced that their motto now, be evil, that they would censor almost everything. It's millions of things they censor, even jokes, talk of alcohol, talk of many things are banned in China, not just politics. That's now being done out of hubs in Tel Aviv and here in the United States, where Google has its main bases out on the West Coast and in Israel. And they're now, we saw right when that started about a year ago, censorship starting here in Google in the West. I guess Google.com, not Google China or whatever. So they're doing it to like gangbusters, and it's happening all over the place. Freedom of expression online is a right, not a privilege, but it's a right that needs to be defended, said Steve Ballinger of Amnesty International. We're asking bloggers worldwide to show their solidarity with web users in countries where they face jail for just criticizing the government. But of Amnesty, I'm reading what Ballinger said, wants to really fight censorship. He wouldn't just talk about the UN debating its future. The UN, the EU, our own government is openly talking about taxing it, regulating it, controlling it. And they're just going to openly start shutting down net neutrality, where the basic internet will fail. And they are not going to upgrade the major hubs. They've been saying this for a decade. It's now starting. And then they will quote, oh, there's one that really works. And, oh, we have much better connectivity. Basically, all the new big backbone they're putting in, which is TV quality streaming and downloading, that will only be available if you go onto Internet 2 that is not free, that is government/private, a collusion between government and corporations, classic corporatism or fascism. Then if you waive all your rights, then you may be able to have a subdomain with them. So it's not enough they're just going to build their Internet too, which they've now constructed and is now up and running and able to take millions of people on it each day. It's not just that. Now they're going to shut down the old highways and force you onto their surveilled, restricted toll roads. In cyberspace, we see the same thing happening in the real world, where they're going to shut down, restrict, stop repairing the existing entire infrastructure of the United States and shift you over onto either existing roads that are turned into toll roads or onto the new roads that will all be toll roads. And those are international toll roads funding the North American Union. See, everything is being seized, being looted, being grabbed. They call it privatization, but if you pay with your taxes to build something, and then it's given to private interest, basically given to them, they just pay off a few politicians, and then they start raping you and taxing you, the lion's share of it going to private companies and a large portion of it going to different global government expansion programs. Again, that's what's happening, and it's happening right now. Here is another article by Paul Watson from PrisonPlanet.com. And again, the entire article is links to mainstream news admitting what's happening. Now Europe targets bloggers as terrorists. UK-EU crackdown on spreading propaganda mirrors U.S. assault on the Internet. The Bush administration efforts to infiltrate, misdirect, regulate, and pollute the Internet with neocon propaganda, which they now, CENTCOM admits they're doing, the military is engaging in propaganda domestically on the Internet, as well as their openly stated agenda to target American bloggers as terrorists. That's Bush, that's Homeland Security Director Chertoff, they're all saying it, is now being aped by the British government across the pond, as well as other major European countries. House Secretary John Reid met with ministers from six largest European Union countries, and according to the BBC report, agreed to work together to make the Internet a more hostile place for terrorists. How will they accomplish this? By initiating a crackdown on people who use Internet to, quote, spread propaganda, was the quote. The very website you're now reading would be considered propaganda and is being blocked by the military servers. We have that confirmed, is being blocked by many companies, is being blocked by most city, county, and university libraries. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, ArnoldExposed.com, MartialLaw911.info, and so many more right now are being blocked. You ought to ask yourselves why. It's already begun, folks. Again, this very website you're now reading would be considered propaganda by these neo-fascists, no matter the fact that the criminal syndicates Bush and Blair front for are the most deceitful progenitors of lurid propaganda since the Third Reich. The Purge also aims to use the Internet and other media to target young audiences with state-approved indoctrination PR spin on how the war on terror is really not about imperial hegemony and crushing liberties at home. Reid himself is no longer, stranger to the strong-arm tactics of despots, a former hardcore Stalinist member of the Scottish Communist Party, and an alcoholic bully with a penchant for thumping people in the face. He's the guy the other day that said when they had a prison riot, just shoot and kill everyone. He could become the next prime minister. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself in the bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We're going to have open phones and cover the massive important news coming up in the second hour today. Then we have Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz joining us. It's going to be very, very informative. For the rest of this hour, we're going to be joined by Aaron Russo on this live Friday edition, the 27th day of October, 2006. I tell you, it is a phenomenon. America, freedom to fascism has been in theaters across the country. It's still in some theaters, but it's been released now on DVD. We are carrying it. We've seen a phenomenal response, and that's encouraging. Please go to InfoWars.com and secure your copy of America, Freedom to Fascism right now, because it needs to be seen. You know, for Aaron Russo or myself or most of my listeners, it's kind of old hat. We know the Federal Reserve's private. We know the IRS, there's no law forcing you to pay it. We know the 16th Amendment wasn't ratified. But for the general public in America, I remember beating my brains out 12, 13 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, doing hundreds of shows on the Federal Reserve and the income tax, and people didn't seem to get it. They couldn't believe it. Now everybody's talking about it on mainstream radio. Now I hear people talking about it in grocery store lines. Now people, again, it takes time. It's like in the Guns of Navarone, which is based on a true story, where they blow up the dam, but the dam doesn't break right away. And the demolitions expert says, be patient. He's sitting there smoking his pipe. And then all of a sudden it starts cracking, breaking, small pieces fall, and then all of a sudden it just explodes and the water comes through. And so we've been sitting here bombing away at the New World Order and the InfoWar, blowing holes in their fraud, poking holes in this electronic Berlin Wall, and finally it's being ripped asunder and the sunlight is pouring through. Aaron Russo, I commend you on your long haul making the film, the adversity you've gone through making it. You're not just a top Hollywood producer with some of the biggest hits in U.S. history, some of the biggest comedies. You didn't just bring The Who and Led Zeppelin to the U.S. You also, I was reading, you also invented bikini underwear. You killed granny panties.
Yes, I did. That's the truth. I was just a kid then, but I created the first ladies' bikini underwear in America. That's the truth.
Well, I want to thank you for that.
one of my many accomplishments, right?
Trying to have some fun. You know what? I think a good way to start out is we only got a few minutes in this segment. We'll come back and get into the phenomenal success of the film on DVD just 4 days into its release, 4.5 days right now. Tell us a little bit about Aaron Russo for those that don't know about you.
Well, I've been a very fortunate guy. I had a very, very successful career. I made some of the biggest movies in Hollywood, Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Danny Aykroyd, The Rose with Bette Midler. I won an Emmy, a Tony, Grammys, Academy Award nominations. We've won Golden Globes. I mean, I've been very blessed. I've been very, very lucky, very fortunate. I know how to make movies, and I made this movie because my conscience wouldn't let me do anything but make this movie. The truth is that America is heading into complete totalitarianism, as you know, as your audience knows. We know the Federal Reserve is a fraud, and the 16th Amendment was never ratified, and there's no law that makes you pay an income tax. And I thought I would take my movie-making skills and my political knowledge and make a movie that the public could understand, that something that patriots and people who are into the freedom movement could show other people. Because it's very hard when people try to talk to other people about what's happening in this country. People get glassy-eyed. They don't really understand it. But when they see this movie, they really get it. So I thought I'd make this movie so that people could comprehend the truth of what's happening. Because people don't really read that much anymore. So books don't work as well as a movie works. And the movie's been incredibly successful.
Well, that's right. I think only, 4% of Americans read one book a year?
If that much, yeah.
I mean, it's scary. All of our top graduates are foreigners. The debt is at record levels, private, corporate, federal, state debt. Everything literally is falling apart. And we've got the average family is more in debt. We have a higher debt ratio than we did in the depths of the Depression in late 33.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm scared. I was sitting at a gas station getting gas this morning just looking at these young people. They have no idea what's ahead for them.
Well, the truth is they have no future. The government has unfunded liabilities of around $80 trillion.
That's right.
And, the money has to be created out of thin air to pay for that. And so it's going to destroy the currency of this country. And that's why they want to chip us, so they can just keep making, money that they put into our chips through computer digits. So there's no accountability for what they're doing. And the fact is, I made this movie and because it's time for the American public to know the truth about what's happening. And I figured that if I made a movie that was understandable, and the truth is that the movie gets standing ovations wherever it plays. And the DVDs are flying out. People are buying them like crazy. We're having house parties. And we're turning people on to the truth of what's happening in the country. That's the first step in the movement.
Absolutely. Stay there. Let's really talk about, let's chronicle the film. Run the run the gamut, the gauntlet with Aaron Russo. We're very honored to have him for the rest of this hour. Nobel Prize winner, former head of the World Bank, Joseph Stiglitz, joining us in the third hour. Open phones in the second. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Living to see it. You got front row seats to a bunch of wolves disemboweling the Republic right in front of you. I have the Associated Press today. Dick Cheney, in a televised interview, said that, yeah, we're waterboarding people. It was a, quote, no-brainer for me. Waterboarding simulates death over and over again. It is one of the most brutal forms of torture. It, of course, was the favorite used by the French and the Spanish during the Inquisition. And we're going to go over that a little bit later. I hope that you'll get angry at these people. I hope you will explode in anger in the information war and join us. And I'm telling you, call all your friends, have house parties, tell them bring their friends, get out the pizza, you know, get out the popcorn, and get all your friends over there. Watch America Freedom to Fascism. Another week, another Saturday or Sunday night or Friday night, whatever. Watch Terror Storm. By the way, just for another week or so, I'm going to have this special up. When you buy Freedom for Fascism for $19.95 and support Aaron's work and what we're doing here, you can get Terror Storm, my new film, over 3 hours. The film's 2 hours, under 2 hours, right under 2 hours. The extras are 68 minutes, so it's 3 hours and 2 minutes long. You get that for $9.95. When you get those two as a package, I'm offering that special right now because I want you to have America Freedom to Fascism. And I heard Aaron on another talk show yesterday just say, I don't care anymore, make copies of my DVD. But I say the same thing about Terror Storm. But if you want us to be able to make films in the future, Aaron's cost $1 million to make, and then he said a lot more to promote, and I saw it, national TV ads, radio ads. I got friends and family in Dallas and Houston who heard radio ads. This guy's dumped a lot of his money into this. He's a long way away from even making it back, and he's saying make copies of his DVD. Buy the original. You want to have the original. You want to have the high-quality original. You want to support people like Aaron Russo. Go to InfoWars.com and order Terror Storm, order America Freedom to Fascism, order 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions. Get all of these important films and get them out to everyone in your area now. Get aggressive. The toll-free number to order is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. It seemed a lot of us in this kind of, not current wave, but the last wave, and there were people fighting this new world order 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 100 years ago, but people in the last wave, the last big wave before this new one, all woke up about 95. I woke up about 94, got involved in 95, started the TV show and radio show in 96, and I guess, or the TV show before that and the radio in 96. That's around the time Aaron Russo really got active. And so many others started right at that time. And now we're seeing it's exponential. This new awakening dwarfs that, I'd say, 1,000 to 1. And I see another wave starting even quicker. So it's kind of like a drumbeat. It's getting quicker and faster and closer together. And the elite's getting scared. They're openly saying they're going to start shutting the web down. They're starting mass censorship everywhere. Aaron's been through hell with censorship and harassment trying to make this film. Aaron, tell us about some of that.
Well, the most interesting one that happened was, that having been a big movie producer in my life, when this movie came out, I got a call from CNBC, the business news channel. Asked me to come on the show called Power Lunch with Bill Griffith, and I forget the girl's name who's on with him. And they wanted to talk about my movie. They called up, you know, you're a big movie producer, come talk about your new movie. I said, great, sure, I'd be happy to. I was a little bit surprised. So I sent them the movie, the disc. They wanted to see it. And I FedExed it to them, and the next day after that, they called up and they canceled the interview. And they just don't want people on the mainstream media, they don't want you talking about the IRS and the fact there's no law. They don't want you talking about the Federal Reserve being a private bank. They want the Federal Reserve clothed in respectability. You know, if Alan Greenspan speaks or Ben Bernanke talks now, you know, oh, let's listen to what they're saying. No one, they don't want you to know that it's right out of the Communist Manifesto, the central bank, you know. And so they cancel my interview on the air. None of the mainstream press will give me a good review, but the internet press is raving about the movie, standing ovations everywhere we go. I mean, it's really amazing to see the dichotomy of what's happening, because the movie is really, really good. And the movie turns people on. I mean, whether you've been in this game for a long time, you know what's happening to this country. People love the movie, particularly the interview with the IRS commissioner, you know, when he says on camera that Supreme Court decisions are irrelevant to the IRS.
Tell them what some of the judges say in the film.
The judge, this is great. There's a fellow named Erwin Schiff who's been fighting this battle for a long time. And he was in court, and in federal court, fighting his battle. And he was talking to the jury, and he was trying to explain to the jury that there was no law that requires you to pay a tax on your labor. And this is a direct quote right from the judge. The judge says, I will not allow the law in my courtroom.
Oh, man.
I will not allow the law in my courtroom. Supreme Court decisions are irrelevant.
Well, there's been a bunch of
Supreme Court decisions don't matter. You know, if the whole thing's a fake, it's a fraud. And that's the beauty of it, because, you know, when the public sees that, because everybody knows the Supreme Court is the final arbiter, you know, in this country. And when they see the IRS commissioner saying Supreme Court decisions don't matter to the IRS, people go, oh, my God, that can't be possible. You know, and so the movie really wakes people up. And it's very, very effective. It's the most effective weapon I've seen so far, or tool, to wake up the sleeping masses, you know, because it's enormous the way this thing is popping. You know, the movie is going out the doors like crazy. Well, you know you're selling them there, and you know the kind of orders you're getting for them. And because the movie really tells the truth, and I'm telling you, have house parties. We can change things in 2008. If the, you know, this movie is a great thing to send to juries who are sitting on cases. Get it to all the jury members, you know, sitting on tax cases or any kind of case.
If you want to be free, you're going to have to fight for it. It's simple. History, common sense has shown us, you know, the laws of human activity is that if you aren't involved in fighting for your freedom, you will be enslaved. And we had so much liberty, so much freedom in this country. And now look, at every level, every indicator is we're going into full bore command and control.
There's no question. Look, in America, we've had a small, throughout history, America was a small window of freedom. We've had it, and we're blowing it. We're giving it back. Instead of preserving that window we had, the gift, that precious gift that we were given, instead of protecting it, we're losing it. And it's time that we fight back and keep what we were given. To not allow this precious gift to be taken away from us. And we've got to do everything in our power to do it. And that's the bottom line. Look, you know, it's really easy for me. I know the Rockefeller people. I've been asked to join the Council on Foreign Relations. I've been at the top of the game. I know all the people. I know how this thing is played. And let me tell you something. These guys are cowards. They're evil. And something better be done right now. And the people better wake up and do something. And that's why I made the movie. That's why I've gone out of my way to get this movie out there. That's why I'm telling you. Buy a copy. Make copies of it. Get it out to everybody. Go hand them out in the street corners. Let people see the truth of what's happening in this country.
You said you were...
wake them up.
It was Nick Rockefeller you were friends with, right?
Yes.
And after he was done saying, hey, we created the feminist movement to make sure that the family got broken up and all the women had to pay taxes, we did this, we did that, we want population reduction. I mean, what did you say back to him? I mean, and what gave you the perspective that they're a bunch of cowards?
Well, you know, when you hang out with people like this and you see how they operate and how they function and the kind of glee they take in other people's misery, you know that... they can't stand up on their own. These people are not, they're not going to go to war and fight in Iraq. You know what I'm telling you? They're going to use other people to do their bidding for them. They take control through the money, and they don't have the courage of their own convictions, you know. They'll do whatever, anything they can do to manipulate, but they'll never put themselves on the line. And anyway, they don't stand for anything except trying to take control. It's all a giant manipulation. And, I guess when you live with them and you see them in an everyday basis, you begin to understand how they really operate and function. And I can't give you any specific incidents other than to say that in my relationships with some of these people, I can tell you that it's as evil as it really gets. This is it. This is the game.
So is it when you've been brought up to those high places, and I've been brought to the high places not as many times, I'm sure, as you have been, and it's just like, come on, they don't want to be free anyways. Look at them. They're a bunch of idiots. Look at them. Just go ahead and join us.
Well, I've been offered, you know, businesses to run, and, you know, I've been like one of the things they said to me, what's wrong with the ID card? You know, we'll make sure your chip says KMA on it. I said, what does KMA mean? He says, well, if you ever get stopped by a cop or something, they'll just say, kiss my ass. They'll know you're part of us. They'll leave you alone.
You see, so basically they're saying in this new world ID system, they'll be untouchable.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're the elite. They're the ones. They're the ones going to run the show. And we're just little peons, little serfdoms. You know, and it's all about control. It's all about power.
Does it frustrate you, Aaron Russo? Again, we're talking to the producer and director of America, Freedom to Fascism, now out on DVD, available at Infowars.com. Does it frustrate you, though, to then talk to police or talk to the general public who still believe in this corrupt system, who still think that we're the kooks for trying to warn them when we're doing them a favor, when everything that they, their whole lives are in jeopardy here, and we're here desperately trying to get them out of a burning house, and they're just laughing at us? I mean, I know you've run into that. I mean, does it make you feel sorry for them? Does it enrage you? Or, I mean, how do you respond to that?
Well, I used to, you know, when I made my first video called Mad as Hell, I used to be enraged by it. Now I sort of feel sorry for them. But, you know, because I, you know, when you know the truth, there's a sense of, what's the word I'm looking
melancholy, for? Melancholy, not resignation, but it's a melancholy.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not sure what the exact right word is, but there's a sense that you know what the truth is. And
sardonic.
So, yeah, in a sense, that's right. But what I find happening is more and more people are really waking up. I find there's an awakening happening in this country, and I find that's why people are moving so quickly to change. All the stuff you've done, then all these 9/11 videos, people are waking up. They know that 9/11 was an inside job. People know it. I heard a song some months back called "There's Something in the Air, But It's Not on the Airwaves." And that's the truth. I think there's really a movement happening across this country, and it just has to be galvanized.
Well, I talked about that a few minutes ago, introducing you for this segment, that, you know, I see it exponentially, like waves, getting bigger, getting quicker, getting faster, and I see the hubris of the elite, but I also see them beginning to lose that hubris, which in a way I don't like, because now they may figure out how close they are to being defeated.
Well, I certainly sense that they know there's a problem. They know the internet is a real problem for them. If there was no internet, I think this game would have won a long time ago.
And well, they plan to use the internet as a tracking system, a control system, and they're still going to do that. It's a double-edged sword, but we have effectively seized the sword and used the good edge of it to really, really start rending and exposing their frauds.
Yeah, there's no question about it, but that's why they're going to... You see the European Union now talking about they're going to need government permission to upload videos on the internet. You know, you see what they're trying to do. They're trying to control this internet because it's the last bastion of freedom that
Google admits that they keep deleting our page views for TerrorStorm.
Oh, they do? They admitted it?
Oh, they said it's an accident over and over again. They just keep deleting our ranking. Because, again, if we get up in the top rankings, which we've done now three times in the top 100... what they do is then millions of people go there for their viewing pleasure. They're in that top 100. So, yeah, they're trying to abscond. They're messing with the counters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. We just cracked into the top 100 there. We were at number 60 yesterday, and I've been getting some emails saying that we were at over 200,000 views a day. We've only been out of like 4 days or something. We're over 200,000 views, and they've reduced it to 60-some-odd thousand, I was told.
Yeah, no, that's what they do. You see... and again, folks, you can go watch it at Google Video, and we have a link to it there if you wish, but you need to buy the DVD because they can shut the web down tomorrow and you won't have a copy. Plus, it looks a lot better to have the DVD and you want to support what Aaron's doing.
The DVD is much better than the Google, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, there's an earlier version that got put up on the web that you sent out as a promotion months before the movie even came out that was on the web. That's not the real film. And then even what people have seen in theaters, it's now been upgraded from that. So get the DVD right now at InfoWars.com. But again, that shows their fear that they're there knocking us out of the top 100 over and over again.
Well, they know that people are watching us. They know that there's a real demand for people have a thirst for the truth, and they want to get it spread out there. And the fact is that this video explains it in a way that I don't think any other video's ever done before. And I really urge everybody to buy this video, to have house parties, to show it to other people, to make copies, spread them out in the streets, give them to people. Because we have to win this battle. I don't know. I mean, we have to win this battle. I mean, the first step for me was making this movie. The next step for me is to get thousands and millions of people to sign on to become part of this movement. And the third step we have to do is start taking actions. You know, we have to stop boycotting the government. We have to shut it down. We got to do what Gandhi did and what Martin Luther King did for the freedom movement.
Well, and let me just say what Gandhi faced in India was a tyranny, but nothing this high-tech. What Martin Luther King faced was a tyranny, but nothing like it is now. This is the sophisticated apparatus of a very cold-blooded people who openly say they want to bring in a one-world government to straitjacket us, tie us down, so they can eliminate us. And that's not a joke. These very same banking elite funded Hitler and Stalin and Mao, who together killed 200 million people. Okay,
look what they did here in America. Look at 9/11. Look what they did. They killed all these thousands of Americans in that building, people jumping out of windows from 100 floors up. They don't care. Come on. I mean, look what they're doing right here in this country. They're killing people. Look what they did at Waco. Look with Randy Weaver. I mean, that's how I got started in all this when I saw that going on. Come on. This is happening right here, right now. It has to be stopped.
Well, that's the good news. As they attack us, as they Waco, I say, why did everybody wake up in 94, 95? Waco. because then it came out that Delta Force killed him. And again, now they carried out 9/11. That totally blew it for them. I think they thought they'd get away with it, Aaron, and they haven't.
Well, they can't get away with 9/11 because there's no way that Building 7 came down, you know, without a controlled demolition. It takes weeks to do the controlled demolition. They couldn't have done it in a few hours, like Larry Silverstein said. It blows their whole game. Concrete doesn't turn to powder unless it's exploded. We all know that 9/11 was a fraud, an inside job, as you've said many times. And the people in America know it. They know there's something wrong here. What we have to do is just galvanize. People know this, it's wrong. It's not a question anymore. Everybody knows it. Just galvanizing, creating a new movement in this country. What Martin Luther King did, what Gandhi did, we have to create a movement. That's what has to happen here. We just can't sit back on our butts.
You know? Well, we got to ask God for guidance, too, in all of this. And you know what? I know God's with us, Aaron.
I know that, too. Believe me. I know that's what's brought me here. I believe I'm working with the hand of God. I really do. You know, I just know that we have to save this country.
You know, knowing the elite, Aaron, knowing people who are very successful, who are good people, they're very happy. But all these billionaires and people who are evil, they're very unhappy. I mean, at least in my limited interactions, have you found that?
Well, I find that most wealthy people don't make a change because they're living off the system, and they don't want to change the system. So with us, the people, you know, I sort of feel like we have to be like Spartacus and get all the slaves together and fight back. That's
absolutely. Aaron Russo, stay there. We'll be right back, and calls are coming up.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Next Tuesday night, that's Samhain, Halloween, that's just, it really launches in stores November 1st. People are saying, why are you launching your video on Halloween? It's occultic code words. No, it's That's when it gets in stores the next day nationwide. So we're doing it that night. That's here locally. They wanted me to go all over the country. I just can't do it. My distributor. But Terror Storm will be in stores nationwide. I mean Barnes & Nobles. I mean Borders. In fact, we got a list of hundreds of them up there on the website. There's hundreds more. Basically everywhere but Walmart and Best Buy and stuff like that. Okay? Almost every video and bookstore in the country will have Terror Storm. Please. You want to buy it with anonymity? You want to give it as gifts? You want to also make sure that it gets bought off the shelves so more gets stocked, so more mainline people walk by and see it and buy it? Be sure, starting November 1st, to hit the stores and buy Terror Storm off the shelves. And I'll be at the Waterloo Records and Music, Records and Video at the corner of Lamar and 6th Street in downtown Austin from 5 to 6 p.m. next Tuesday. And coming up the next week, we've got a free showing of Terror Storm at a local church. We'll tell you about that later. We're going to start the next hour. Aaron Russo is going to stay with us for about 30 minutes. We have time to take your calls. Troy and Patrick and Josh and Pam and many others. But before we end this hour, Aaron, I again want to encourage listeners to go to InfoWars.com to get Terror Storm, to get America Freedom to Fascism, or to call toll-free to get both the films, 888-253-3139. And when you buy America Freedom to Fascism for $19.95, thing's worth $50, and you support Aaron Russo, you also get my new film, Terror Storm, if you want it for $9.95 for a limited time, because I want you to have both these films. Aaron, more on 9/11. I haven't heard you talk a lot about that, I guess because I haven't asked you. Give us your take on it and some of the other reasons you know it's an inside job and where you think that's going, because they did overreach and why they thought we'd be stupid and wouldn't see through it.
Well, here's what I do know firsthand. I know that about 11 months to a year before 9/11 ever happened, I was talking to my Rockefeller friend, and he said to me, Aaron, there's going to be an event. And he never told me what the event was going to be. I'm not sure that he knew what the event was going to be. I don't know that he knew that. He just said there's going to be an event. And out of that event, we're going to invade Afghanistan, so we can run pipelines from the Caspian Sea. We're going to go into Iraq to take the oil and establish bases in the Middle East, and to be in bed to create the new world, to have, make the Middle East part of the New World Order, and we're going to go after Venezuela. That's what's going to come out of this event. And 11 months, a year later, it's what happened. And I don't know that he knew what the event was going to be, but he certainly knew that something was going to happen.
Did you talk to him after?
No.
So that freaked you out. And now you're saying this is Nick Rockefeller. You think he's going to get mad when he finds out you talked about it? I guess you don't care.
I know how they operate. They wait for their moments to strike back, and I'm sure that at some point they'll strike back at me for whatever I'm saying. You know, they don't do it in the.
But you're going for broke. I can tell you. I can tell more than ever. You got the eye of the tiger here. You've gone past the point of no return, haven't you?
Well, there is nothing left to do except to fight back, and I'm willing to take the bullet. You know, that's what it's about.
Me too. Exactly. And if we all stand up, or even a big group of us are willing to take it, then we're going to beat these chicken neck cowards.
I believe that. I mean, there's nothing left. You know, I mean, the truth is. But Patrick, you know, give me liberty, give me death. It's, you know, it's a slogan, but it's the truth. I'm not interested in living any other way. I'm not going to live with a chip in me and being told how I have to live my life and my children living that way. I'm just not going to do it. And I know that these guys are very vengeful, and I know they exact revenge. And I'm sure at some point for my speaking out like this, they'll take their toll on me. But the truth of the matter is that unless we speak out, there's no way to win this game.
And they can't get us all.
You know, I don't know if they get us all. They're not going to get us all. All I know is that people like you and I, Alex, we have to stand up, and hopefully other people will stand with us so we can lead a revolt across this country.
I agree. Hey, my friend, the die is cast. I rolled those dice a long time ago, and I'll just say they didn't come up snake eyes. We'll be right back with Aaron Russo and your calls.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.